We talk about it all the time. Cash is king. And today on Success is the New Black, we have the guest, Jason Warner of Own the Vision Foundation. He has ideas on how not only to get the cash you need, but keep it in the Black community. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Stand up, sit down.
Hello, hello. Here we are again, one more time with you doing it on another episode of Success is the New Black. I'm your co-host, Tara Johnson, and with me I have my lovely co-host.
Ashita Andre is here, and sorry for the intro. It's not stand up, sit down, it's Success is the New Black, but don't worry about it. It's all good.
We can stand up and sit down too, as long as you're doing it successfully.
Right.
Today we have an amazing guest with us all the way from the East Coast. He's with us via Skype. We have Jason Warner with us, the Chief Vision Officer of Own the Vision Foundation. Jason, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on. This is amazing.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. We know it's a little later for you on the East Coast. We appreciate you spending the time with us on Sunday to talk about Own the Vision Foundation.
Hey, I'm honored, and it's a privilege to tell our story and to be on your show. I've followed up and watched a few episodes preparing, so thank you for what you all are doing.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
I hope you enjoyed some of our shows.
I hope you enjoyed all our shows. Let me just say.
I have. The ones that I've seen thus far.
Okay. All right, good.
That's good.
We didn't scare them off with our craziness sometimes.
Unless you've been warned.
Right.
Jason, you are the Chief Vision Officer of Own the Vision Foundation, and Own the Vision Foundation works to be a financial pipeline to support Black businesses and nonprofit organizations and historically Black colleges and universities. You're trying to put money back in the community and put it in the hands of the people who need it. Where did you come up with the idea to start this foundation?
So I'm going to go back, take you back about 4 years ago. Almost 5 years ago, I guess the new civil rights movement started up again with the death of Trayvon Martin and the verdict after that. And my background is marketing and PR, and I have a niche in crisis communications. And I was going around fixing issues for corporations and entities around the globe and started to wonder, why can't I focus on our community? And started to wonder why we sat at the bottom of the totem pole, but so many other communities in this country would succeed. So kind of took a deep dive and started off as almost like a think tank. And what we did was look at successful communities around this country and ask, why are they successful? I stopped worrying about why we were not successful, but why were they successful? And looked at some little nuances. And it all boiled down to economics. You know, America, this economy, which is America, is broken out to little subsectors. So you have different individual groups, the Jewish community, the Asian community, the Arab community, the German community, the Caucasian American community, all these different communities. And economically, they segregate. As socially, they integrate. And those economic segregation cogs make up what is called the American economy. The only group that doesn't participate in this process is Black America. And we said, you know, it's time to fix that and create a solution. We didn't want to create another nonprofit to just do things. We tried to find out what that missing piece was, and that was the financial pipeline. So you can think of us as like the United Way for Black people.
I love that.
I like that.
And so financial pipeline, you're looking to support, and I know you have different pillars, so definitely Black businesses and nonprofit organizations, communities, and historically Black colleges and universities. Why those particular pockets are you focusing on?
Well, we have six pillars.
Okay.
And just think of a house, right? You have the foundation, four walls, and a roof. So you have six pieces to build something. We want to build that infrastructure for Black America. So those six pillars are HBCUs, nonprofits, national, local, and regional nonprofits, Black businesses, real estate, legal, and black media. And the reason why. So from a narrative and education piece, we need to have a foundation of education, and that ends up in our HBCUs, our historically black colleges and universities. And not saying that you can't get an education anywhere else, but we have to be able to tell our story. And we have to be able to do the research and have the cultural competencies in our community to do the statistical training, any innovation that comes out of our community. It should come from an HBCU, and we need to support those. I'm a product of an HBCU, Florida A&M University. I was formerly the Director of Strategic Marketing and Communications at Johnson C. Smith University. So HBCUs are true to my heart. Then you have your nonprofit organizations, the folks that are out there doing the great work every day. Mm-hmm. But they're fighting for the same dollar. If you get some money from the Coca-Cola Foundation, Coca-Cola wants you to push their initiatives and strategies. If you get something from the Gates Foundation, the same thing. If you get something from the Own the Vision Foundation, we want you to push our initiatives. But that is building Black America and investing in us first. So we have HBCUs, national, local, regional nonprofits, businesses. When the crisis hit, we had the Wall Street was bailed out, the auto industry was bailed out. But who bails out black businesses? Who helps to support, to seed black businesses to grow and thrive? There's no entity that does that right now. And we said, hey, why can't we funnel some of the money spent in our community back into our community? When you look at real estate, a lot of times we're pushed out from a funding standpoint for commercial real estate. And if you look at residential real estate, there's so many communities that are impoverished in our communities, especially when you're looking at developers going in and buying someone out for $80,000 to $100,000 and then putting in this mega mansion in a community, and now we can't fit there. We say, stay in the community. We'll still put that mega mansion there, and you can live there. We want to bridge that equity gap for you. We want to buy up real estate all across the country, commercial, and put businesses that look like us in our community. Where are we at now? We have legal next. A lot of times from a criminal and a civil standpoint, we're underrepresented. Mm-hmm. We have, when you look at representation in the legal field, Black America only makes up less than 5% of attorneys in this country.
Hello.
One, we have to have more attorneys. Mm-hmm. Two, we have to be able to be represented. If you look at Flint, the water crisis in Flint started 2014. We're almost 1,200 days since that started. So we can get the things done and change out the pipes, but who's going to be in court advocating for those children that have now lead in their system, those mothers, their fathers, their grandfathers, grandmothers that have been exposed to these toxins? Someone's going to have to advocate, and someone has to pay for it. So their pipeline there. And last but not least, black media. Someone has to tell our story, our narrative. We have so often we hear such a negative stigma when it comes to our community. But who's telling our story? If we're not owning and controlling the narrative, we are the narrative, and they create that for us. If you look at mainstream media right now, you would think that all that it is in Black America is Love and Hip Hop. It's Housewives. It's an episode of Cops, and the negative that's going on. But there's so many amazing stories in our community, and we have to be able to financially support Black media to tell our story. So that's why we picked it. It's a gambit of all the things that help us build and have a foundation.
Question for you, Tashida. I don't know if you can you see me?
I don't think. No.
Okay. Question for you. From an entrepreneurial standpoint, business owners, and from a student standpoint, how would they be able to find these programs to help our communities?
So the great thing is we started off with our Dollar in a Dream campaign, right? And it was the goal of, and we still have this campaign going on, for everyone that looks like us to donate $1 a month. That's $44 million every single month being recycled into our community through these pillars. And, you know, if as any business or entity that you're starting, one of the things that we sometimes you have to take a step back and see how that is trending or growing throughout. And one of the things that we saw in our community was that lack of trust and lack of not seeing. And so what we did is shifted and made smaller bites of what's going on in our community. And we're happy to launch the Give 12 project. And this Give 12 project is city specific. We're going to 12 cities across this country, starting in Atlanta. We'll be in Atlanta, Chicago, Charlotte, Miami, D.C., L.A., Oakland, Detroit, Dallas, Houston. A couple more. Who did I forget? St. Louis. So New York. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you can find on the website all 12 right. cities.
Yeah, you'll find them on the city, on the website. But what city specific, what we're doing for nonprofits, for businesses, in each city, our goal is for 12,000 people to donate $12 a month for the next 12 months. We have chosen in each city, we'll be choosing in the other cities, 9 organizations. Actually, we choose 8, the city chooses that 9th one. So everyone get ready. You can promote your most favorite nonprofit. And 9 of those organizations will receive $100,000 each in this first year. And the goal of it is you see exactly what's going on in your community with your money. So for example, here in Atlanta, the Next Level Boys Academy, what Gary Davis and his organization does, with $100,000, they will be able to get 200 to 280 young men out of prison, records cleared, and getting on to their a positive life. It's a diversion program. There are diversion programs all over, but a lot of times in our community, we're not able to afford to get into them, and they're not offered to us. So that's one of the organizations. The King Center will be training the next generation of social justice leaders. D&E Financial Services, with their $100,000, they'll be able to get 2,000 people ready for home ownership, and so on and so forth. So in your city, the organizations that are chosen, they'll say, this is exactly what we're doing with this money, all right? And you will know in a year, these are the things that will be done. So it's not just arbitrarily donating to a cause, but you're donating your $12 every month is going to seed change in 9 other organizations' causes, as well as 12 entrepreneurs in that city can pitch, and 12 will receive $25,000 each.
So for each, and I think this is an amazing program, an amazing initiative. We've heard the theme before of people, the trust factor, how important that is for people to really feel like, I don't care if it's a dollar or a quarter or, you know, $200. Right. People want to know that the money that they donate is really going to something beneficial. Are you choosing a different committee in each of these particular cities in order to choose these organizations, these entrepreneurs? How are you, taking your reach from the East Coast and reaching each of these cities?
Right. So each city, the goal is for each city to own their vision of success. And luckily, I've been able to build relationships across the country with people to vet organizations. And then for the entrepreneur side, the great part is it's open to everyone. Everyone can apply. And you apply into 3 different categories. The idea phase. So 4 people that just have an idea that can articulate that idea, they don't have to have an LLC, an S-Corp, or a corporation or what have you. All they have to do is be able to articulate that idea to a group of judges, and they can win $25,000 each, 4 of them. The second phase is the startup phase, 0 to 5 years. You pitch in that phase, you just started, you've incorporated, you may be a year or two in, you're trying to grow your business. 4 in that category will receive $25,000. And in the final phase, the existing established business, 5 years or more, 4 in that phase will receive $25,000. But we're not going to stop there, because we're going to partner with them for a month with a marketing and PR consultant, a logistics operation consultant, a financial consultant, and a legal consultant, because we want these organizations to thrive. And, you know, it's about each city owning their visions of success. So if you're on the West Coast and LA and Oakland, you know, you're just seeding change in your community. You don't have to worry about, well, you know, I donated to this cause, but it was helping some kids or some aspiring entrepreneurs off of New York. No, it's right there in your community. There's people that are on the ground in that community to help to vet that process and to help you tell your story.
I love it.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And when have you guys started this in any cities? When does it launch? When? How can we pay our $12 per month for a year? Or can I just, you know, give you the $144? I mean, how do we do it?
So we launch, and I'm excited, super excited, yeah, because we launch next week.
Oh my gosh!
In Atlanta.
All
we
right.
Next week in Atlanta. We're going to Miami in a month and a half after that. So we're hitting cities back to back to back. So you can go to the Own the Vision website, ownthevision.com, www.ownthevision.com. You'll see the Give 12 link. You'll see the cities. As each city comes on, you'll get to see the organizations that are pre-selected, and you have an opportunity to log in and nominate organizations for your city, because we want this to be an inclusive part. For the Own the Vision Foundation, our goal is for everyone to own their vision of success. And you can't do it with just this high arching pillar in the sky kind of telling people what they need to do. So we want to be engaged with each community so they thrive. And we don't pretend to know what every single community needs. We do know the inequities that are facing in our communities, and we're trying to fill those holes. Entrepreneurship and ownership is overarching. If you don't own, you can't control.
Yeah.
So folks can visit the website, www.ownthevision.com. Go to the Give 12 link. It's right there at the top. And you can connect. We'll start opening the area for entrepreneurs to apply and to pitch in a few weeks. So each city, once that city launches, at about a month and a half later, the entrepreneurs can start that process, so we can ramp up, and we'll have the teams. Each organization, part of their memorandum of understanding, they have to place two people on the judging panel. So they're just not receiving $100,000. They have to participate in the process, because the goal is to continue to shift our mindset to give back. So we're super excited, and we're super excited to see change and not wait on anyone to fix our community.
That's
we can
it.
Do it ourselves.
That's it. When's the LA trip? You know, I just had to ask about us.
Well, we're looking at the LA trip in the fall, and I would love to have you guys involved. You know, I don't claim to know everything going on there. I have some folks there that are doing some amazing work and helping us out. And connected some folks that are handling our social media out of LA. Shout out to Terry.
Shout out to Terry.
Crones, Brown Sugar Social.
She's an
amazing organization. She was doing mainstream marketing for some traditional companies, and she said, "You know, I'm making a lot of money out here. Let's figure out how we can give back." And she started Brown Sugar Social. It's a kind of little tongue twister, but she's really helping Black businesses and organizations grow their social media presence. For very, very reasonable price, and it's not, you're not getting those bot followers and different things like that. Really works on engagement, so she's been helping us out a lot. She'll be on the team, so the folks in LA, you'll be getting some coaching from her and her team. The folks who, from an entrepreneur's standpoint, she'll walk with you for a month in that process, and you know, we'll just have some amazing partners, and we'd love for you guys to engage with us as well, because you're there.
Yes, we would love to.
We would love to. And we also seem like we need to get another guest on from Brown Sugar Social.
Yeah.
we'll get Terry on there.
She needs to be on here. She's just an amazing woman.
Sounds like an amazing thing. And we're talking $12 a month. So I'm not a Starbucks person. I don't drink coffee. But it sounds like it's what, two or three lattes a month? Is it two? And you know, and you save 1,000 calories just by not drinking two of them, as I understand.
But think about this: you can save those two and give 12, and seed the next Bill Gates in our community.
Yes,
you can not buy popcorn and a drink at the movies for one time, and you can expose 2,000 children to STEM. You can say, you know what, I will get only one glass of wine at the bar tonight instead of three.
Right. You done called us out, Jason, on the grind. I mean, and, come on. You know,
but think about it. What is the sacrifice? A Netflix one month of Netflix subscription. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about $12 a day. You know, you go onto these, you see these infomercials, 10 cents a day, 50 cents a day, what have you, $10 a day. We're talking about $12 a month, $144 a year to see change in our community. And we dropped it down to 12,000 people because we said, you know what? Imagine what we're doing right now. 9 organizations receiving $100,000. 12 entrepreneurs receiving $25,000 each with just 12,000 people. Just imagine what you can do with 20,000, 50,000, 100,000. In Atlanta alone, there's 1.7 million black people in the metropolitan Atlanta area. Imagine the change. Think about this. I'll give you an example. It costs $55 million to fix the pipes in Flint. There's 44 million of us in this country. Flint is a predominantly black community. Mm-hmm. If we just said, you know what, here's $2 from everyone that looks like us, not only can we fix Flint, we can provide jobs in industry in Flint, because it's probably at the most at 55 million, 5 million is for the pipes, another 50 million is for the contractors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we can put ourselves into jobs. Like, why do we continue to wait on this savior, this them and they? Why don't they fix it? We can fix it. We can change our situation tomorrow. $1.3 trillion annually we spend. And we like to talk about that like that's a great thing. No other group in the world talks about how much they spend.
Right.
They talk about what they can own and control. We don't own or control anything. We own and control less than 0.5% or 1% of the wealth in this country.
Mm. And I think that, I mean, so what you're saying is important because we've talked about this mm-hmm. before also. What are you guys doing? Because I think a lot of it has to do with, as you're saying, our mindset. We are one of the few groups of people who brag about how much money we can spend, but we're not talking about how much we can own or how much we can change. As you go into each of these different cities, what are you doing, or are you just showing by example to change people's mindsets to know that it is possible to own this real estate and to own these businesses? How are we trying to change that?
So, you know, and that's the biggest piece. I don't know if you guys can see my shirt. It says, you can't solve a problem with the same mindset used to create it.
I love right? it. I'll take a large. I'm just kidding.
I'll shoot it over to you. I got you. You want red or black?
Well, both, but I'll take red.
I got you.
I want black.
All right, just shoot me. Shoot me
for my people.
Shoot me your address, and I'll send it over. Shoot me an email, text message, whatever. You guys have my information. I'll shoot you over a couple shirts. But, you know, one of the things, we have to shift mindsets. But for our community, one of the things we've been conditioned and programmed so long. And, you know, Dr. Joy DeGruy talks about it so much in her book, The Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome. Mm-hmm. Cognitive dissonance. We have been conditioned for so long to believe a set of norms that when someone says differently, we look at them crazy.
Yeah.
People are calling Nick Cannon right now crazy. He's going through mental health issues. Well, no, he's not going through mental health issues. He's realized what people are saying, quote unquote, woke. He's looking at things differently. He's not looking at things as people have told him, but he's actually watching what they're doing. So for us, you know, we've been conditioned, so we said, let's show you. We had to change the narrative. Right? We were saying, you know, that a dollar a month, 12 bucks a year, with more people, we can do more money. But what we said, you know what, don't worry, you can't get it. Well, Tara, what would you do with $25,000?
You have no idea. I'd start this business and change and do a ton of things. Yeah.
See, it changes your whole scope.
Absolutely.
I could talk about what I can give you. If I give you this now, those are the carrots that we intrinsically like. You know, so we just had to change the narrative and say, okay, we'll just give it away. And here's what we're the same thing that we're saying, but we had to put it into a narrative or a language that we understood. So while we're doing that, now you start to see the change. It's like, whoa, wait a minute, that this grocery store popped up in our community?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? Because there's 44 plus million of us in this country, but there's not one, not even a regional black grocery store chain, but we eat every day.
Right, every day.
I have a question for you. I want to switch gears a little bit.
Yeah.
You wrote a book, The Rules of Engagement, Lessons Learned from a Failed Marriage, The Male Perspective.
Well, so that one's not out yet. It's in the process. It's
okay.
in the process. I was talking to a publisher that's had a number of bestsellers, and he was telling me to make sure I get out the success equation first, because all that goes into success. But we can still talk about the rules of engagement.
Yes, let's talk about the male perspective.
Give it to me.
I'm ready for you to give it to me. Yeah.
See, this is why I was happy you watched a couple episodes ahead of time.
It's all good. It's all good. You said you're going to change that last name from Johnson this year. I heard that in that tips of 2017. So we're going to help you work on that process. So, you know, part of it, I think a lot of times we look at these rules, right? But there are really no rules. We have to kind of step away from that. First, in this, I've learned that you have to find out who you are, right? If you don't know who you are internally, you can't be good for anyone. Second of all, you have to understand if the person that you're going to deal with is connected on purpose. I just recently got engaged, and we call each other purpose partners.
Oh, I like that.
Some people say soulmates and all these different terms, but our purposes are aligned. Not what she does for a living, not what I do for a living, but what we were put on earth to do, they're connected. And you can meet someone that's amazing, that checks all these things off your checklist, but if your purposes are going in two different directions, you will never be successful because they're pulling against each other. And it's not saying that they're a bad person. They're just not the right person for you because you're not connected on purpose.
Right.
You know, friends of mine, after my divorce, they will say, man, Jason, you cut people off left and right just quickly. And it's not about cutting people off. It's about understanding that you can learn a lot of things about a person in a few conversations, a first date, that, you know, hey, this is just not where I'm going. This is not what's motivating me. It's not connected to my why. Why continue to push that along? So I just said, you know, thanks, but no thanks. And no harm, no foul. I think a lot of times we go through life, and you know how they say in the fairy tales, you got to kiss the frog to find your princess, or your prince, excuse me. Sometimes you have to kiss 30 frogs. Sometimes it's the 29th frog, the 17th frog. But if you wait on the frog that's not right, you've wasted a whole lot of time trying to figure out, oh, well, maybe they'll change. Maybe this will be different. No, they are who they are, and they told you up front. Believe them. Believe them and go on to kiss that next frog, and that may be it. You may find the one, that truth, but first know who you are. That's so important. And know your purpose, because if you can't be connected on purpose if you don't know your purpose.
Now, from a male's perspective, how do you suggest a man find who he is?
So it starts off as a little kid, right? And this is men and women. That unbridled, that untamed thought where you could be anything and anyone you wanted to be. Think back to when you wanted to be a princess or a superhero or a ballerina or an actress or actor or what have you. Those are the types of things that mold you. It's not the what, though. It's the why. So you have to look at the things. So for me, my purpose is to impact change. And it's through service. It's been that way my whole life, starting off as a little kid. And, you know, when you're little kids, I think part of it is you don't care. You think you can fly. You can go ahead and fly.
Right.
And as you get older, people start telling you, what do you want to be when you grow up? The question should be, why do you want to be when you grow up? But if you think back to when you were a little child, you can start to connect the dots on those, because those things start to match. That ballerina, that artist, that what have you, your purpose is to create. For a guy or whomever, if it's you wanted to be a teacher or a news reporter or what have you, your purpose was to educate or inform. But you have to go back to that real infantile, juvenile age to try to start to find those pieces out. And those are the things that you still gravitate to right now. The things that you dream and you, and people say, that's not realistic. You know, good friend of mine, Melissa, she's an artist. And we both went to Florida A&M. We both have undergraduate degrees in public relations. But that creative side always came out. Now, if I said, hey, I'm just going to paint and what have you, she's not trained. She started doing, next thing you know, she's... Steve Harvey has one. Tom Joyner has one. What was the girl? Yandy from Love & Hip Hop, I think it is.
Oh, Candy? Dave?
No, from Love & Hip Hop.
Which one? Atlanta?
I'm out. I don't
don't know.
Love & Hip Hop LA, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Her head wraps, right? With her head wraps that she's taking her art that was on canvas and made wearable art. I have a few pair of socks and some I should have worn them today. And the hankies and all that great stuff, and she has women's head wraps, but she's walking in her purpose, and when she does that, it just comes together, right? Mm-hmm. When you start walking in your purpose, everything starts to gravitate you, and the people that you're supposed to be connected to. In October, November, I was in Ebony, is one of the 7 most successful men in the country, right?
Ooh, congratulations.
I don't think my bank account says that.
Your bank account?
However, it's coming.
And a good friend of mine told me, he was like, man, you're the only regular dude that can be featured in Ebony. I was like, yeah, you're right. But I've been walking in my purpose.
Yeah.
I've taken out all those things and things that don't align with it, I have to push away. So for that man, I say, hey, you know, you have to get away from, you know, what is quote unquote traditional. Mm-hmm. Take some deep dives and focus on why, not what. I tell people all the time, stop chasing paper and chase purpose.
Yeah.
Love that.
If you chase purpose, things will line up. It's not easy. Trust me, it's not easy. There's going to be some difficult roads. There's going to be some times where you're going to like, man, you know what? Forget it. And then you get an email from Matera saying, hey, we want you to be on Success is the New Black. And then you're like, man.
I love it. That was good, Jason. That was good.
I can tell you in PR and marketing, you are good. Well, you have a couple of other books that you're working on, too. I'm not quite sure how you fit all of this in, and you're newly engaged. I mean, it's...
Congratulations.
Sleep, right? You don't sleep. That's the part that we talk about where you're like, man, this is difficult. You push hard. While everyone else is taking vacations, sometimes you have to make that sacrifice.
Right. Well, we love it, and we thank you so much for being here. You have 2 more people on your LA team, and they're right, Ashita. Like, mm-hmm. We are all
in. Yeah, we're ready.
$144 with that, too.
Yes.
So tell everyone where they can find you on social media, as well as where they can find Own the Vision Foundation again.
So me on social media is Jason L. Warner on Instagram, Twitter. I think it's Jason Warner on Facebook. If you find me, I'm in a suit on Instagram, on the vision, at on the vision. Same thing with Twitter. I don't think we tweet as much as we probably should. The website, www.onthevision.com. We're so excited about the Give 12 project. We have the On the Vision Facebook page as well. We also have On the Vision Radio. Every Tuesday night, we're exposing folks to the people, the organizations, the places in our community that are just impactful. Because if you don't expose people to, you'll never know how to get to it.
Yeah.
So there's nothing negative. It's just exposure, just connecting people. Every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, On the Vision Radio is through Blog Talk Radio, On the Vision. So we're excited, and I just appreciate you all for having me on.
We appreciate you for doing this.
This is this is really amazing, and this movement from Atlanta across the country, 12 different cities, and 12 to start. So The 12 is just the beginning and the tip of the iceberg. And
yeah, we're talking to a friend of mine. We might add a 13th. We might do a Central Florida flow. Because I'm originally from Miami, and I have a lot of connections there, and there's a lot of need. But we want to just go to cities that are ready. And from a business mind standpoint, we have to make sure it's feasible and could be successful. So it's really hard to go to a really small populated city and say we want 12,000 people to give 12. But if you go to an LA, if you go to a Oakland, if you go to an Atlanta, Dallas, or what have you, where the population of our community is well over a million, 12,000 is not hard.
Right. Yeah.
Now, if you go to the whole entire city is 150,000, that may be. I can't go to Boise, Idaho, and say, hey, let's give 12. It's a little hard, but what we can do with that influx, because we're getting a lot of positive feedback already in Atlanta. We haven't even launched, so there will be overage, and we'll take it to somewhere else, or just add an extra organization in that city, or we'll go to a smaller area like a Macon or Savannah, and different things like that. When we're in LA, I'm counting on LA to step it up, because that's the real Hollywood.
Yeah,
we're ready. We're ready.
Atlanta's
we
becoming
are ready.
The Black Hollywood, but you all are the real Hollywood, and there's some real money and movies and shakers, and we're only talking about $12, $144 a year, and we can really see the change. We don't have to wait on anyone.
Right.
If you want to see that next business, see it.
Amen.
No doubt. I love it. Thank you so, really seriously, thank you so much. And don't, LA, don't have, she not shame you out of $144. Just don't have us do it. We'll do
I'll
it.
I'll do it. I don't have a problem with it.
We'll
I'll shame
do it.
Anybody out of, listen, are you really going to talk and march and cry and say what's going on now? Think about this. After the Muslim ban, and I know we're wrapping up time, the ACLU raised $24 million in 72
right.
hours.
Yep.
For volunteer attorneys.
Yep, it was amazing.
I'm just asking where the money going to, because it's for volunteer attorneys. Those folks already did the work. They volunteered. They raised $24 million in 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's that trust factor.
That's the thing.
That's the trust factor right there.
That's the trust factor. Yep. We will see. But we know what you're going to do in Atlanta and start in other places. And I don't think that Philly is on your list of 12 cities.
We can add it.
But that's what I'm saying. We're going to get Philly on that list. But
we can get as many cities as we want on the list.
Yes.
We strategically aligned with some cities that we knew. One, that we had some inroads there.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, that had a large population that looked like us. But we can go to Philly. We can go wherever needed. We can go to Newark, New Jersey. We can go to Philly. We can go to wherever you tell us to go. We're
that's
going.
It. We are.
We
coming.
Just want to see change. And ultimately, the Own the Vision Foundation is our goal is Black America.
Got it.
To see change in Black America, we just had to back up, because when we were looking at our trajectory with the Dollar and a Dream campaign. Like I said at the beginning, we haven't stopped that campaign. Folks weren't just ready to, they couldn't see the vision.
Right.
They couldn't see where a dollar would make change. Right?
Right. But we're going to see it now.
So we had to go back.
We're going to see it now with the Give 12. And Jason, we thank you so much for your time. And all the best with your launch. We'll wait to hear from you as you get out to LA. We'll wait to get those t-shirts. Just want to remind you. And
Shoot the address.
And we appreciate you being with us. You've let everybody know where they can find you. On the Vision. Is it onthevision.com or onthevisionfoundation.com?
Onthevision.com.
Onthevision.com. Check it out. Get your $12 every month for a year ready. Get your $144 ready. I got mine ready. Ashita got hers ready. Get your $144 ready. Ashita, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Ashita Onray.
And I'm Tara Johnson, just really thrilled, inspired, and empowered after our conversation in this episode of Success is the New Black. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TJ Wagging Her Tail. And thank you again for joining us, Jason, and for you joining us. Until next Sunday, we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank y'all.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.